Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, steady trying to be about the business too, y'all. I'm doing all I can. But you know what's crazy? In the efforts that I make, I can do more. You know, my father used to tell me something when I was growing up. He said, son, when you've done your best and you've done all you can, sit still for a second and just do a little bit more. Always remember that. He said, when you've done the best you can and you can done all you can think of, he say, sit still for a minute and do some more. And you know what I've discovered in my life? I always have a little more. I ain't ever just out. Completely. I can't take another step. There ain't another breath in me. There ain't another thought I can produce. I'm never completely out, man. Just take a rest for a minute, man. And then just do a little bit more. And that I can't tell you how many times that's helped me get over the top. You know, I was watching a documentary about people climbing Mount Everest and how difficult climbing Mount Everest was. And how they have on the hill something called like a death zone or killing zone where the majority of people run out of oxygen and they have to turn back. Well, what's crazy is it's right in view of the summit. You can actually see the top of Mount Everest from there. But it's that little bit that's left that's just most difficult. Now, I forgot all the reasons why they said most people don't make it from there and more people have lost their lives in that area. I don't know what it is. But the people that make it to the top of Mount Everest, they all had to go through that same zone or that same area. But they had a little bit more that allowed them to get to the top. You know, a lot of people have had accidents up there trying that, so I'm not even really sure if Mount Everest analogy is a good one. But let's just break it down a little bit more. Let's just talk about life. There's a poem I learned back when I was pledging. It's called Don't Quit. The author's unknown, but the poem was called Don't Quit, and I had to memorize it. I memorized this poem when I was 18, 19. But the poem stayed in my head. I'm going to try to remember it right now. I'm going to say it for you, but there's a stanza in it that talks about how many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. You know, that's a stanza that always sticks out in my mind. I'm going to say, I can memorize one. Hold on, right. Okay, this is the poem. There's the author is unknown. The name of the poem is Don't Quit. It goes like this. If I make a mistake, I'm just trying to drum it up. So here we go. It says, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when your funds are low and your debts are high, when you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when cares are pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't quit. For life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us must sometimes learn. And many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learns too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out. It's your silver tint of your clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. I remember it because I had a special method of helping you remember stuff back then, but I remembered it. And that poem right there has kept me. You know, we often talk about scripture and everything, and I don't see how I could live without it. But every now and then, man, somebody has a writing. God puts a writing on somebody's heart that delivers a message, man, that can help people. I use every motivational tool that I possibly can to climb this ladder of success or try to be the best father and the best husband I can be. I've done a lot of changing over the years, and so have you. But change is necessary in order to grow. If you don't make changes, folks, you can't grow. I was a young man on my set. I kept looking at him, man, a sharp little young dude just on my set. And he had these dreads, and I mean they were super long, man. They were well below the middle of his back. I mean, they were just long. And he kept talking to me, and he kept talking to me and talking to me. Now I know somebody gonna take this the wrong way, but this is my story, so you know, feel how you wanna feel. I already know the emails is coming. You talking about it? So young man kept talking to me, and I said, hey man, you know, you do your a huge self a favor in the business you in if you got a haircut. You would do yourself a huge favor. I said, your image is everything, man. I said, you keep stopping me in the hallway to try to tell me what you're doing, what you are. But all I see is your hair. And I keep trying to figure out what you're doing with all that hair, man. Now, you can feel how you want to feel, but I'm like an employer. I employ people. So when I'm walking through the hallway and I try to think of you traveling with me and you sitting in a meeting with me, I try to imagine you in your suit sitting there talking business with me. And so just like other employers are, I'm just having a real story with you. So I said, man, you ought to consider cutting your hair. He said, man, Mr. Harvey, I've been growing this hair since I was a little boy. I said, how old are you now? He said, 28. I said, well, how long you want to hang on to what you was when you was a little boy? You know, if you started growing your hair when you were a teenager, I mean, you're 28 now. And I said, so let me help you understand something. Let me ask you something. What does it do for you? He said, man, it's just who I am. I said, so you your hair? He said, no, but it's a part of me. I say, that part of you that you're hanging on to, what does it do for you? I just like it. Well, dog, I like ice cream. But if I hang on to ice cream and eat ice cream every single day, my body gonna reflect that. What is it that you hanging on to that you don't want to let go of, that's prohibiting you from being what all you can be? See, it's hard to be what all you can be if you want to keep being all you was. Don't that make sense to you? So I can't tell you how many times I've had to change. Change is necessary to grow. You can't be all you can be if you want to keep hanging on to all you was. That don't make no sense. How do you go forward if you keep going backwards? You can't stay here and go there. Do you understand that? If you want to go over there, you must remove yourself from right here. Oh, I got right here is comfortable. I got right here is safe. But over there is where the shade is. Over there is where the fruit is. Over there is where the opportunity is. Over there is where the mountain of gold is. So why you stuck on here? You got to leave here to go over there. You can't be all you can be if you want to stay stuck on who you was. Change is growth is necessary, y'all. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up on your feet and get ready. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And you know what? We're going to, since my uncle likes to dedicate the shows to different things, we're going to dedicate this show to two different groups of people, all right?
Oh, yeah?
First group is everybody that make giblet gravy. This goes out to you, all right?
Giblet.
Oh, yeah, giblet. What giblet gravy.
Giblet.
Is it giblet?
I thought it was giblet.
I thought it was giblet.
Shirley?
Is it a GRJ? Ladies, is it a GRJ?
I don't know. It's a G. Giblet, it is a G. It is a G for real.
I like giblet.
I've heard it both
giblet.
Ways.
Giblet. I haven't heard giblet. Yeah,
okay.
Giblet.
All right, so everybody making giblet gravy. How about both of them? Giblet, giblet. Like if you make giblet, giblet gravy, this goes
Steve's
out to
lips
you.
To say that.
Giblet, giblet.
Giblet, giblet gravy. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, to everybody that's bringing a white person to Thanksgiving dinner.
What?
Everybody, but this for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Nobody ever recognizes you, yeah. Hunch.
And I'm telling you the looks that I got. You know how I roll. If
does
I'm
she
coming, she gonna be white.
Yeah. Does she bring a dish? And
she right. always bring the dish.
Let me guess. Green bean casserole.
And we take it back, too. That's what I like about it.
To try to have, like, Gone with the Wind playing so she feel comfortable.
Well, that's a good one, though, Junior. I'm glad you brought that up.
Something what to movies, make her feel comfortable.
What movies do you watch during the holiday?
Oh, yeah, that
tradition.
Is
a movie tradition.
I tell you which one you want. Do that. They watch a movie together, the whole family.
Oh, yeah,
together.
Every year. Yeah.
I tell you what movie they really watch.
What?
And I hate to bring this up.
What?
Drumline, because it's on every holiday, man.
Because you're in it?
What can I say?
I love Drumline.
I know. And you were in that. You were good in that, Jay.
Yeah,
but Jay.
Yes, sir.
Do your white lady friend, do she want to watch, like, Miracle on 34th Street? She want to watch that?
Oh, see what you're doing?
I am Santa Claus. I am. I really am.
We watch The Temptations.
Oh, The Temptations.
Every Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I wish you would.
The Five Heartbeats always comes on, too.
Let me tell you what I'm going to put
Carla,
on this year.
Wait, Carla, I forgot to tell Carla one thing. I saw the guy who played Otis the other day. He was
did
very,
you tell him ain't nobody come
did
to
you
see
tell
you,
nobody come?
I did. You know I did.
Ain't nobody just, come to see you, Otis.
Nobody coming
laughed.
To see you, Otis. We should do that. Your favorite line from your favorite movie. We should do that. Your favorite line from your favorite movie.
Oh,
that would be
it.
Great. Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah. I like it.
That's Tommy.
Like
yeah.
We watching Claudine this year.
Claudine,
okay?
Baby.
We watching Claudine.
Come on, Gladys Knight with that soundtrack right there.
We watching, with my white girl, we got to watch Willie Dynamite. Let her know how it's done.
Wow.
You are stupid.
You got right to have we, vision.
Right after we get through with Willie Dynamite, I'm going to give you a little dynamite, girl. What?
Really?
I'm sorry, Shirley.
Too
I'm
far.
Shirley, well, you know what? When we come back, Shirley, we should talk about, holiday loving. We need to talk about that.
Yes.
You know, holiday loving.
Because we never talk about that, huh?
No. We know.
Not enough. Not enough.
And if we don't, how will you know, right? How will you know how to conduct yourself?
Yes. Holiday right. whoopee.
Something funny. You heard
a little
him.
Stuffing.
Oh, God. When we come back at 32 after. What?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with something funny today. We're going to start it off with Junior's Truth Be Told, and then something Tommy just came up with, holiday loving.
Yeah, we have to discuss this.
Come on, Junior.
Junior,
okay.
Though.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to that, and I will have my input on that. But there's a few things. You know, we're right there on the cusp of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We're right there. We've covered all a few things with time people should leave. And you know, we've covered some things like that. But there's one thing I almost forgot that we have to talk about.
You left something out, man?
I left something out, but I'm glad I thought about it because we're so close. And this is really the most important thing.
What is it, Junior?
Truth be told, can we keep the prayer under hour?
Yes.
Hour?
Under hour. Just can we just thank for the food? We don't have to bring people health condition into this prayer. We don't have to bring that up. Yeah, we just do the food and let's eat.
You don't.
Oh, you mean the grace? Okay.
When you say the grace, the prayer, whatever it is, but just keep it under hour. First of all, I know it's gonna be a long prayer when I hear my at the beginning. That does not go with blessing the food.
That's not.
We get our heads down, everybody holding hands, and you hear, my.
And some people's hands is sweaty.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
You need some sanitizer now.
Yeah, you hold up.
Did you all used to have to go around the table and everyone say a verse on Thanksgiving?
Yes,
what they're thankful for.
What you're thankful for.
And yeah, lately it's become what you're thankful for, yeah.
Yeah, we need to have that box put up at the front door. Write it down, put it in there. We'll read them later.
Suggestion box.
Just put that up there by the dough, and when we get in this show, they just pray for the food because the food piping hot.
Yes.
It's hot when we start.
But it's always somebody that don't ever get to pray, so they always, when they finally do get a shot, they want to shine.
Mm-hmm. Why do we let him even pray? He doesn't even read his Bible. Why is he over here talking for everybody?
My brother-in-law is the absolute longest world prayer in the entire world.
Mm-hmm. I had a cousin like that.
Man.
Dude.
Ooh, Carl, I wish we could run one of them prayers.
Man, we need to, man. You got to run it. It's going to be all day. Food piping hot when we stop. But when we finish, they putting food up because it's so cold now. Now we just like, we got to go. It's time to go.
We have actually missed the game praying, man.
And there's nothing wrong with praying. That's not the issue.
There's nothing wrong. That's not the issue.
There's nothing wrong with it, Shirley. But the point is, he'll be there tomorrow. Tell him everything else tomorrow.
Hey,
we just want to cover the food today.
Junior,
you're right. Jackie, we need a time limit.
Jackie's cousin was praying one year, and during the prayer, it was so long, my son Jordan just said, Daddy, when we going to eat? In the middle of the prayer, everybody bust out laughing, man.
Because they were feeling it.
One thing about kids, they will tell the truth. Does. They will tell the truth.
Okay. So, y'all, my uncle, he does the prayer. He does the longest prayer, right? Then afterwards, he make everybody count, like how many family members are there. And we all have to count.
One, you're in a prayer?
Two, three, after it's over.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, you know somebody wasn't listening, so then we have to start over.
Oh, no.
Kidding me.
Why are we counting? We are
do this for me if you're listening. If you can tape the holiday prayer and send it to me, get the prayer and send it to Tommy.
Hopefully,
Carla let me run it next week. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Let me get it right after Black Friday when we come back.
Here's the video I would like to get. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get the vegan that's eating greens and the halfway done.
they realize
it's a ham hock up in there.
Jump off a bridge somewhere.
Ooh, these greens is good. Yeah.
Cause mama put a ham hock in there.
Mama put a ham hock in there.
Wow. I had an aunt who would only eat the ham hocks. She didn't want the greens.
She didn't want the greens.
She didn't want the greens. She wanted the ham hock.
I had an aunt, Shirley, that didn't have no teeth at all, but could kill a box of peanut brittle. I'm telling you, man. She'd gum it. She'd bite down on it, man.
That's some strong gums
That's my same aunt, that was my mother's sister, my mother's older sister, who loved to see the body at the funeral. Even if she didn't know the person, her thing was she had to go to see the body.
They have to see the body.
Is that your aunt that bends down?
No, that's the other one. That's the other one. My mom had three sisters.
Is that the take me with them aunt? Is that that aunt?
I'm scared of him.
She just had a fascination with dead bodies. She just had a fascination to see how they looked. But anyway,
we're talking about family because we're getting ready to see them.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the one I got to ask. Mm-hmm. When you fix, when your plate get fixed or when you fix your plate, my greens got to be in a different bowl from the rest of the food. My
oh, you don't want your greens touching.
My greens can't run. All that green juice can't run into that dressing and then on the mac and cheese.
That's part of it.
That's part of it, Tommy.
See, that's mustard mac. I don't want mustard mac.
No. I want my plate to have a dip in the middle. That's when what I'm saying.
So everything run in, right?
I damn near got to almost drop it. I always got to move.
But I will say this, though, Tommy. When I do that, it can all be together, but now with my cornbread.
Yeah, you don't want to wet your cornbread up. I have to decide how I will put my cornbread in.
Yeah, I like my crunch to sogginess ratio to be.
Now, see, I don't do cornbread, Carla, because we have the cornbread dressing. So I do rolls. I just do the rolls.
Some people do rolls. That's true.
But listen, that green juice can't hit them yams, y'all. That ain't right. That green juice can't. That ain't. Come on, grayams. You don't want that.
Graham. But oh, it's gonna be some good eating though this holiday season. Yeah.
We still gotta do holiday loving. We ain't get to it.
Yeah, we're gonna get to it. Trust me. I know you're not gonna let us forget that.
I got some suggestions.
I'm gonna show you the rule that I got for holiday loving. I'm just gonna tell you.
We don't wanna know.
Well, they need to know.
This is something y'all need to do. Yeah.
Is it something special that you don't do every other day? Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's different.
Just a Thursday.
Yeah. All right, Junior, thank you for your truth be told about the prayer. We appreciate
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, no
we're
problem. Very truthful. Very
under an hour this year.
Under an hour.
All right, coming up next, it's the nephews Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news and headlines. But right now, it is time for the nephew and Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
We don't need your mama dressing this year.
Oh, Lord, this hurts my heart. Because my mom cooked the dressing for the family.
My mother.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Well, Benji finna call a relative. If you missed it yesterday, here you go.
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Miss Glenda, who is this?
This Benji. I'm calling. Is Miss Purvis there?
No, she's not here right now, but this is our daughter. Is there a problem?
No, this Benji. This Mama Lois nephew. Who is this again?
This Glenda.
Mama Lois, ain't it?
Correct. Mama Lois and Miss Purvis' sister.
Okay, I'm Benji. I'm her nephew from the other side of the family. You say your name what now?
Glenda.
Okay, what time y'all supposed to get in?
We should be there by the afternoon.
Okay, is Miss Purvis, is your mama making the dressing?
Yeah, she's making enough for about 45 people. This was discussed about a month ago.
Right,
the conference call.
The family had the conference call, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, listen, the reason why they got me to call, they wanted me to go ahead and call, and I was trying to get Miss Purvis. She not there?
No, she's not here. What's wrong?
Okay. They not gonna need her to do the dressing.
And why wouldn't they need her to do the dressing? She been making it for 10 years. We just discussed this. So what do you mean?
They say that they got somebody down here that's gonna do the dressing. Especially since y'all traveling, y'all ain't got to bring it, you know, and be traveling with it. But they got somebody gonna do the dressing.
Okay. Well, first of all, who are you? You're Benji. What is your name?
My name Benjamin, but they call me Benji. But, like I say, I'm on the other side of the fence. I ain't on y'all side.
Okay, well, I'm still trying to figure out why the f- are you calling me? Because she's been making the dressing for 10 years, like I said. And, I mean, it's been discussed, so I don't even know why you're calling me. I don't even know you.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to explain to you this right here is that they got y'all ain't got to worry with bringing the dressing. They got somebody down here that's going to cook it. So, in other words, you know, if you can tell Miss Purvis, she ain't got to worry about the dressing this year.
Oh, so you want me to tell my mama, after she been making dressing for 10 years, that y'all say, y'all ain't worried about it. She shouldn't have to make it this year because we driving there. We drive every year. So, I'm not going to do that to her. So, I mean, I don't even know who you are to be calling me anyway. Why isn't somebody calling me that I know regarding this?
Okay. You Glenda, right?
I am Glenda.
All right, listen, let me say this, because I don't mind saying what everybody thinking, but most people don't want to say. Let me just say this right here. Really what's going on is this right here. A lot of people in the family, you know, don't really like Miss Purvis dressing.
Benji, Benjamin, who the f*** you supposed to be? Let me explain something to you. My mama gonna make this dressing, you gonna eat that, and we ain't bringing none on with us. So you can tell your family that I said that. Do you understand me?
First of all, you got to understand that I'm bringing news that people done voted on, and this is what everybody want to do. Don't nobody.
Why didn't they call? We had a meeting. My mama make the dressing. She been making it 10 years. Ain't nobody been saying nothing. And guess what? When I'm up in the house, nobody better not be walking up and through there talking about my mama either. And y'all go eat the.
Okay, but see right there, why if people don't like the dressing, Glenda, why is you want to make submit everybody to having to eat it if they don't like it?
You don't eat. That's all I know. I ain't know you are calling me no. Well, I don't know no Benjamin, Benji, whoever the hell you are.
You, I'm Mama Lois's nephew from the other side of the family.
Exactly. I don't know you.
Okay, and really to back all that, I don't really know you. But I'm man enough to call you and tell you what we gonna do and what we ain't gonna do.
Well, I know my thing. I done said it once and I repeat it again. She gonna make that dressing, you gonna eat it, and we gonna go on by that day.
Okay, right there. Listen, and I know this might be hard for you to understand. What you grew up with liking, everybody else might not like.
You can say what you want to. I don't even remember your being in my way. So you might not like it because you ain't been around. But she making dressing.
Now, first of all, when y'all get down here, it's going to already be some more dressing here.
Okay. And she going to make her dressing, and we going to sit down, and y'all going to eat. And I'm not, it's not even going to be discussed no further than that. I said I got to say, because you're not going to hurt my mama's feelings.
Okay, there ain't nobody trying. That's why I'm trying to tell you to tell her don't make it now, so she don't even bring it down.
We make it when we get there anyway.
Hey, look, I'm finna say this here, because evidently you ain't really understanding what I'm saying to you. I'm going to say it as clear as I can say it. If y'all come down here with that dress, I promise you, we already got dressing made. We throwing that dressing in the trash so everybody can get the dressing that we made for them. Point blank, that's what we doing.
Please, let me explain something to you. I'm going to be on dressing patrol, and if I find out you that threw my mama's dressing in the trash, it's going to be some and we're going to set that off. I'm not playing with you. This is what's too funny to me. Uncle Carl, Aunt Tilma, we were out on this conference call. Ain't none of them balling up to call us or telling us to bull. But now they're going to set your stupid up calling me. I don't even know your kind of. I guess they felt like you was the kind of like you the baddest in the world. But Benjamin, what I don't even know your rap. I'm telling you now. I'm not playing with you. I'm telling you. Anybody hurt my mama feeling, it's going to be some in that. And I'm telling you, all y'all gonna be. Y'all full of down now. But I'm coming. Y'all out one.
Can I say something else to you?
I wish you would.
Can I tell you what else they were saying?
What?
They wanted me to tell you this, Glenda. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your cousin Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Tommy, you almost got to, you about to make me set it off. What? Baby, this Thanksgiving was, it wasn't going to be no Thanksgiving, baby. Because I was going to have my brother's what? Vengeance. Y'all play too much. Tommy, Thanksgiving was going to be canceled, baby.
Okay, good. I got to ask you, baby. One last question before I let you go.
Okay.
What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is. That, did I go over the line?
You worried
you
me.
Did
you
I go
really
over the line?
You really worried me on this one, Tom.
But that's what you do, though, man. Mm-hmm. That's your thing.
You're the king of pranks,
baby.
King
get over that line. Yeah. I'm going over that line tonight. Saginaw, Michigan. The nephew was in town. Y'all get ready, man. The nephew was here. Mama's boy. You've been hearing us talk about it. I promise you, everybody is in the building. Robin Gibbons, Johnny Gill, myself, Jack A. Harry. Jack A. Harry putting it down. That's a bad girl right there. Can I tell y'all that?
Mm-hmm.
That's that incredible action. She putting it down. Shirley Murdoch, as we lay. All of that. Get your tickets. They on sale right
now. She will sing that. There was a time she didn't want to sing that song.
No.
Yeah, no.
But she put it. But she's so cold with it, Jay. She put a little twist on the end of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep the Lord wrapped up in there. She cold with it.
Okay. Notice who he hasn't mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure.
Notice who, Johnny?
Yes, Johnny Gill, the star.
Johnny Fine.
We know.
Who will I ever get? Will I ever get the big dressing room?
No.
That's going to be your next play. Will I ever get the big dressing room?
Find out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve is off today, but a shout out going out to Steve and Marjorie, his wife, for their generous, generous, generous efforts. Just loving hearts, just, you know, great spirits. Yesterday, we kicked off the annual Harvey Turkey Giveaway, and the giving continues today all over the country. Carla, what you got now?
We are giving away turkeys. It's the Harvey Annual Turkey Giveaway, as you just mentioned, and we will be in New York kicking things off 107.5 WBLS. Woo-hoo. That's our home station in New York. Mm-hmm. We're going to swing it on over to D.C., WHUR in D.C., B103 in Chicago, WDAS in Philly, 95.7 VKL in Norfolk, Virginia. We are all over the country. We're going down south. Nephew, Dallas, Texas, KRNB. Also,
Dallas.
The Beat in Tampa, 95.7 The Beat, and Mix 92.3 in Detroit. Tommy, you will be there today in Detroit.
Yes, passing
out turkeys.
And I
will be
turkeys
in Houston, Texas with 104.5 KISS FM, our newest family member. Also, the giveaway continues in Pittsburgh, WAMO 100, and in Charlotte, V101.9. This is fantastic.
Hey,
absolutely.
Let me say this.
Congratulations
say this,
again to Steve and Marjorie, and thank you so very much for your generous. Yes.
Yeah. But let me say this. Listen, if I'm passing the turkey out to you in Detroit, I don't have time to take a picture and hold this cold turkey. You're going to have to take the turkey and keep it moving. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You're
gonna
hold the turkey.
Yeah.
That's what you.
I got to get me some gloves today.
Jenny, what you want to say, man?
Yeah, I'm gonna say I know one turkey giveaway is about to happen.
What?
And I'm pretty sure Uncle Steve is gonna do it.
What's that?
But he's about to give away Jay and Tommy.
What you mean?
These two jive turkeys.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't see that one coming.
We're
man.
In the 70s all of a sudden. Yeah.
These two jive turkeys.
How'd that happen?
Remember Jive Turkey?
Yes.
Yo, Jive Turkey.
Jive Turkey.
Jive Time Turkey.
George Jefferson, wow.
But you know what? Nobody ever picked up on that name and market that. You know, like this Butterball, but I think Jive Turkey would say
it.
Right on, brother. Right on.
Right on, man.
Right on with the right.
Jive Turkey on the backside, baby.
Jive Turkeys are right on, right?
Yeah. Right on. Jive Turkeys are right on.
All right, Tommy.
Hmm.
We've stretched it out for as long as we could. Tell us about this holiday loving. Let's go.
Holiday loving is this, Shirley.
Yeah.
And this is what I tell my wife. Listen, however many times you get a plate, that's how much holiday loving I want. I want loving every time you get a new plate. And when I'm counting and I see you getting all these plates, guess what? If I see you get four plates, hey, over the course of the day, four times. I'm just saying. Holiday
love it.
Junior, you against that? Is anybody against
that? I'm for that.
No.
The holiday loving rule. And y'all can add to the rule, Junior.
I can definitely can add
got
to it.
Got a clicker in my hand.
I definitely want to add to the older players out there. Listen to me. The holidays are coming up.
Yes.
Get your medication early, okay? I'm talking about your fun meds. Get your fun meds.
Yeah, get that now.
Early. Get that now so you're not backed up. Go early in the morning when it ain't crowded.
When it ain't crowded.
Hey, Jay, don't you hate it when Mr. Brown, your Viagra's ready?
Hey, man, hey.
All dude. Right, on that note, dude. Guys, we're going to reel it in because we have to introduce Miss Ann right here.
We was just reeling it out.
All right, a lot of things going on in the world, and for the person to let us know what's happening, we always defer to the one and only, the lovely, the very talented Miss Ann Tripp, our news director. Miss
Ann? Good morning, everybody out there. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Yeah, there is a lot going on. Let me get to it. First of all, President Trump has put North Korea back on the state-sponsored terrorism list.
The United States is designating North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism. Should have happened a long time ago. Should have happened years ago.
Well, point of information, North Korea was designated a state sponsor of terrorism before. However, in 2006, President George W. Bush took it off the list as a way of providing the North with an incentive to negotiate an end to their nuclear buildup. That's what he did it for. This latest move by President Trump is mostly symbolic. But what it does signify is that the Trump administration is prepared to take a tougher stand against the Pyongyang government. So more sanctions are expected to be announced soon, and Trump is hoping that China will exert more pressure on North Korea. But so far on that, hold your breath. Now PBS TV commentator Charlie Rose is being accused of sexual misconduct. A Washington Post report says eight women are accusing the veteran news man of groping them or walking naked in front of them, telling one woman how he dreamed about her swimming naked in Rose, who's 75 years old. He says he's deeply embarrassed and he's apologizing for his behavior. PBS has halted distribution of his nightly interview show. CBS News says it suspended him as well. The Justice Department has opened an investigation into whether the St. Louis Police Department has violated the rights of protesters demanding greater police accountability. The Justice Department review reportedly requested by both St. Louis's mayor, the police commissioner there, a local Democratic congressman, and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. The local prosecutor says the probe is going to be looking into how St. Louis cops have handled protesters ever since a judge found a white, now former St. Louis cop, not guilty of murder in the 2011 shooting death of a black man. A separate federal lawsuit has already resulted in new limits on when officers can use chemical weapons like pepper spray and when they can break up a protest. Puerto Rico health officials say the lack of clean drinking water has caused an outbreak of something called leptospirosis. Authorities say there have been 76 suspected cases of the bacterial infection since Hurricane Maria devastated that island. Finally, sad news, legendary singer and actress Della Reese has died. Della Reese, most recently a star of CBS's long-running spiritual drama Touched by an Angel. But she also was a singer and actress and such. So that's her singing, as a matter of fact. But she was also in such movies as Harlem Nights, where she played the no-nonsense madam who worked with Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy's characters.
I ain't playing no more. You put that razor away, I'm going to blow your damn pinky toe off.
Oh, now you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe. You must be crazy to pull your gun on me.
She was 86 years old, died of natural causes. 20 minutes after the hour, stay tuned. Eugene the Butterfly coming up on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Jay. Introduce the butterfly.
Do you know the butterfly? Because I do. Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
Reggae too.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
I like it. It has a calypso feel. I love it. Uh-huh. Oh, which I love the calypso sound. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Shirley, Carla, Junior, Tommy, J. Anthony Brown, who brought me in so lovely. Good morning to all of you all.
Good morning, Harry Belafonte.
What's
good
up?
Good morning.
Man.
Come on, butterfly. Flap on, brother.
Yeah. Listen, here's what's going on with me. I've been hearing you all talk about Thanksgiving so much, but what you have not realized is this November is Banana Pudding Lovers Month. That is what's going on Thanksgiving. That's what I look forward to is the banana pudding. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the pudding. So anyway, it's all in the pudding. And I love bananas. You know, I'm the one that does all the slicing of the bananas and the vanilla. Yeah. Wafers and getting everything
Do you like
prepared.
Plantains?
Oh, I love plantains. I call them plantains. I love plantains.
They're harder. They're much harder than bananas.
Careful, Jay. Careful.
No, I was just making it what?
Careful.
It's the texture. But listen, have you had them with the potato chips, Shirley and Carla? The plantain potato chips?
Yeah.
Those are exceptions.
Like at Whole Foods or the.
So,
is that a yes?
That was a yes. That's always a yes. So anyway, November is banana pudding lover's month. You have got to get you some good banana pudding for the holidays. That's something you want to do. And there's always one person in the family that knows how to make it. And then, of course, there's always some that don't know what the hell they're doing. So you have to be careful on picking your pudding. Pick your pudding now.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you pick your pudding. Now, do you pronounce it vanilla wafers or Nella wafers?
Nella. It's just an N. I leave the V off. There you go. Flip that V over and put another line on there. Yeah. What you got? You got yourself a Nella. Nella wafers. I love it so much. Are you guys going to have anyone in your family bring a banana pudding this weekend?
No, don't nobody make that but granted.
Yeah.
I make it. I can make it.
You can make it.
Butterfly.
Believe it or not. Is it all in the filling, Carla? Is that what's the big secret of that you have to get right?
The pudding.
The pudding.
And you have to have you have to have more wafers than you do bananas.
That crunch.
Yes.
To softness.
There you go. Ratio. Yes.
I love
with that
one.
Little wafer.
Yes. Nothing like a crunch and soft
enough,
ratio.
You got a problem.
That's right. Yeah.
Don't put them on there too early so they won't get real soggy. Yeah,
right. It's a timing thing too, Jay. Yeah.
There's a lady out here in L.A. She puts little coconut shavings.
Don't nobody want that. That's new. Don't nobody want that.
I'm telling you, you got to try it. It's good.
Don't nobody want nothing. Here's a hit before we go. Don't bring no new stuff this year.
Don't knock it till you tried it.
Don't nobody want that new. Come on, regular Nella wafers.
I didn't think I wanted it either because it's one of my favorite desserts, but it's good. All right, we got to go, guys.
You know what you can do with your coconuts.
We'll be back. It is time for Comedy Roulette.
Oh, my God.
When we come back at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, it is time for Comedy Roulette. Please set this up quickly.
Did somebody say what's going on at the J spot? Let me tell you what's going on at the J spot.
I heard that.
I heard that.
I know I heard somebody say that too.
5581 West Manchester Avenue, Los Angeles, California. Tonight, my good friend Michael Carrier.
Does
a birthday party Sunday for Miss Roz. Sherry Shepherd is coming up next Tuesday. And the one and only. Also, a big celebration. A tribute to Dick Gregory with Paul Mooney and Marshall Walfield. That's kind of
That's classic. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's classic.
Nice. You're getting the big names in there,
yeah,
Jay.
Yeah, we got some big names. Yeah. And then, you know, George Wallace is coming. Whatever. Okay, whatever. All right.
That's your buddy, man. Stop.
Man. George Wallace is coming. Whatever.
Go to Eventbrite, y'all, to get your tickets. Comedy Roulette, very simple. You test our comedy ability every week here. Mm-hmm. Put 5 subjects on a wheel. Spun the wheel. Where it stop, we can do the damn.
That's it. Let's go. Number one, why don't you get yourself a manly dog, okay? why don't you do that?
We don't have to do another subject. We can stop right there.
You need some manly. Okay. Number two, I ain't eating that.
Yeah, you're going to hear that a lot.
I ain't eating that.
Yeah, you're going to hear that.
No, here we go. Number three, we're just being nice. The preacher's wife can't sing, okay?
At all.
Just being nice. The preacher's wife can't sing, okay? Number four, what's that thing on your neck?
that ain't no damn birthmark.
Ew.
What
is that? That's not a birthmark.
Can I just say, ew.
Can you bust that?
is that bustable?
And the last one. The last one. Yeah. These are some good ones. The last one. Boy, you need a shower.
Oh,
boy,
yeah.
That's
you
my son,
need
Jordan.
A shower.
That's
yeah,
Jordan.
All right, let's go. Spin it, Kat.
Spin it.
Ooh, I need that. I want that one.
What's that on
What's
your neck?
On your neck?
What's that? You need a manly dog.
Oh, stopped at number three. We're just being nice. The preacher's wife cannot sing.
No, you know how, no disrespect. No disrespect. You know how I know she can't sing?
How? Huh.
Because the minute the preacher announces her, everybody start adjusting their seat, looking at one another. Oh, Lord, here we go. Oh, Father of God, not again. And she gonna do a solo. No, let the band play. Let the band play.
Let's just go instrumental.
Yeah. That's how you know the preacher's wife can't sing. Mm. And everybody in the church know this, though. But when the piano player does the introduction 9 times, when he just keep playing the introduction 9 times, just so we don't have to hear her say. We know she can't say it. He just play it over and over. Did he just play that note?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You know when the preacher wife can't sing. Mm-hmm. When she get up to sing, the preacher stick his finger in the air and walk out to his office.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah, you know.
That's wrong.
You don't even want to hear this.
You know she get. You know how she can't sing? Huh, it's when she's singing and she miss a note and everybody in church said, let him use you. Let him use you.
Let him use you.
Let him use you.
This is how I know, because we got this at our church, First Lady can't sing. This is how I know that she can't sing. Everybody fake the spirit. Everybody pass out.
Ain't nobody happy, dog.
So they say, Sister Dolores is about to sing. We need to give her over. Everybody, everybody passed out. The entire congregation.
Junior. Junior, you know she can't sing when everybody in the choir done took a knee.
They protested.
We can't say nothing, but we can do this.
We can do this.
All right, we'll be back with Nephew Tommy's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. But right now, it's the nephew and his prank phone call. Neff?
As you know, last year,
Yes.
this church bought me this glove.
So
that I may have healing power.
I just had to say that.
I love my tribute to
Richard Pryor right there. Which way is up? All right.
The title is Go Big. Yeah.
What's the title again, Tom?
Go Bigs. Y'all don't even know where I'm going with this, do you?
Do we need to be concerned?
Well, if your kids is,
yeah.
I'm glad you asked me, Carl. Yes.
Oh,
if your kids is in the car, tell them to hold their head out the window. I don't want you to miss the prank. What? Hold their head out the window for 5 minutes. You can hear this prank.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Darnell. Darnell, let's see. Who's this? Darnell, how you doing? This is Scott with Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge. How you doing today?
Scott who?
My name is Scott, and I'm with Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge.
I'm good, Scott. What's up?
We were actually given a phone call by your wife. Your wife is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your wife's birthday is coming up pretty soon. Is that right?
Yeah. It's a couple weeks. Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay. Have you decided on getting her anything, or have you purchased anything yet?
No. I got a couple things in mind.
We got a call from. I think we've got something that's gonna really help you guys, and something I think that she wanted to recommend. That's something that you probably wouldn't think about getting.
All right, I'm all ears.
Okay,
I've been racking my brain, so I'm all ears.
Actually, gave us a call. She's actually had an idea. You know what she would really, really like for her birthday present. So,
what's the name of your company again?
Bigger and Better. Like I said,
hold on. She called. You?
I'm sorry?
She called you to give me an idea on what I should get her for her birthday?
Yeah, well, this is something that's a little different, and it's something that you probably would never in a million years think of. But here at Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge, we actually do some things that we definitely know you wouldn't have thought of. So I definitely understand her giving
Sam,
us a call.
Sam, what's your name? What's your name again, Sam?
No,
Sam.
Scott.
Scott, get to the point. What you selling?
Actually, let us know that there's some things that are really, really lacking between you guys. And she would very much like for her birthday where you can be a lot more well endowed. So, you know, that's what we do here at Bigger and Better.
What?
We actually, hello?
What? I could be more what?
More well endowed, sir. So I think really what's going on is Bianca's really not satisfied right now.
And she called you to tell you that I'm not. What do you mean, well endowed? My junk?
Sir, you're inadequate. You know what I mean?
Are you kidding me? What's the name of this company again?
Bigger and Better. where we make you large and in charge. And right now, you know, you're not large and in charge, and we want to get you to that. Are you able to come in for a consultation?
A consultation. I'll tell you what. I'm going to call her right now because this is a right now, okay? I'm going to call her.
Do you not think you need to come in?
I don't even think I need to be talking to you, Mr. Scott, about whatever is going on in my bedroom. I'm king, so I'm not even. I don't even know what the going on.
This is the first sign of denial, right here.
I don't have no denial. I don't have no problems in the bedroom.
Okay, well,
you know what I'm saying? Why am I even still on the phone with you?
Okay, but sir, I mean,
you ain't have to worry about hearing from her. If she's got some kind of account with you, then you go ahead and close that out.
Okay, Mr. Darnell, let me say this. You have a very big ego, sir. You know, but you're not as big as your ego. I want to get you to that point.
This is some crazy I've heard some crazy things people sell online, but you're going to call me, talk about my wife called you and saying that I'm inadequate in the bedroom?
Sir, you know what? And once again,
I'm trying, Will. I know you're just doing your job, Scott, but I'm going to have to call her right now. Okay?
Don't worry. Lose my number, Scott. You're in denial.
I'm in denial. You.
Hello? Sir, I really want to help you as much as I can.
Listen, man. Listen. I'm trying to get my wife on the phone right now. Okay? I know you got a job to do, but what I need you to do right now is stop calling me, all right? I'm trying to be nice to you because I'm sure whatever it is, she called you and you're just doing your job,
okay,
right?
I'm trying to get you in here to get a consultation so we can get you further along than where you are.
Consultation? I don't need no consultation. I don't need no assistance from you, Scott.
Okay, sir, you're
call me no more, man.
Hey, you're small and I want to make you bigger.
What is this anyway? You big bigger, huh? What kind of job is that? How you even get a job like that? You apply for this job? You're an idiot. Were you a high school dropout? Stop calling me, man.
Mr. Darnell, I'm still trying to help you get through this situation, okay? Are you willing to come in for a consultation? At least we're coming in for a consultation. We can get you further along than where you are.
Are you listening to me? The only consultation we're going to have is my fist in your face if you call me again. Tell you what, I will come in for a consultation. Give me your address and everything like that, all your information, and I will come down for a consultation. You gonna be there?
I'm here the first 8 hours of the day, sir. What I want to do is get you lined up and get your procedure.
Let me call my wife. I don't need no damn procedure. Give me your info, and you don't have to worry about hearing from us no more, okay? But right now, I need you to get off the phone. I don't want to hang up on you. I understand you're trying to do your job.
Mr. Darnell, you're small. I'm trying to make you bigger,
man,
sir.
Man, you.
Hey, sir, you know what? I'm trying to help you. You're the person that's a little small guy. I'm trying to help you with your problem. Now, if you're not going to be appreciative of it, then I don't even understand why your wife knows you're having a problem.
Give me your address, and we can have this conversation face-to-face. You don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
Why would your wife call here, sir?
It doesn't matter. If I can get on the line, I can figure out why she calls you.
Because you're inadequate.
Man,
hey, sir, here's the problem. You're tiny and you don't want to admit
it.
Let me get you.
You don't know me, man. You never seen me. You don't know anything about me. I can't even believe my wife would even call you with this. This is how you do business? You gonna call me and call me up tiny?
Sir, let me explain something to you. I'm not only the president, but I'm also a client, sir.
I don't give a what you are, okay?
Okay. And there are some other things that let us know as well.
What the would that be?
She also wanted me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife just prank phone called you, man.
Man, that ain't funny, man. I'm all here over here looking at my in the mirror. Man, what kind of great job y'all her? I thought I was good, but I got a little nervous there. I was like, man.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Come on now, you know it's a Steve Harvey radio show, man.
Come on now, give it to me.
Yeah.
No, y'all got to give me mine.
Tommy, tell us about that play, baby. Oh.
Johnny Gill, Robbins Givens, Nephew Tommy, Jack A. Harry, Lil G from Silk. Oh, the beautiful Shirley Murdoch. The list goes on. You do not want to miss the hit stage play, Mama's Boy. Let's see what I told y'all. Tonight, Saginaw, Michigan. Okay? Detroit, get ready, baby. I'm coming to Motown Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Get your tickets. They on sale right now. All Ticketmaster outlets. Make no mistake about it. I am the star. They think it's Johnny Gill, but it's really me. You understand? It ain't Robin giving the
speak
Johnny Gill.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
It's me. Speak it into existence. Speak it into existence. The nephew is tearing this thing up, okay? And Eugene does a good job, too. But nevertheless, it's the nephew holding it down. Get your tickets. They on sale right now.
All right. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, nephew. We'll make sure we keep letting the people know about it, okay?
Hey, if I wanted you or Carla to be a surrogate mama, would y'all do carry
coming up
for
next
me?
Today's Strawberry Letter.
Y'all can carry a baby for me? Damn.
Those days are done. For
carry him to the car. That's all it is.
Serious car carry.
Coming up next, today's Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's Strawberry Letter is up next, and it's a good one. All right, come on, Tommy, take us to the letter.
We're gonna sprinkle a little Steve in here for y'all. We got the one and only. Buckle up, hold on tight. We got it for you, Strawberry Letter.
My dad's wilding out in Mexico. That's the subject today. Exactly, nephew. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm 25 years old and my emotionally fragile dad is 56. Recently, my dad had a midlife crisis and quit his federal job and moved to Mexico. At first, he was partying and having wild sexcapades daily. And after doing this for about 5 months, he called to tell me that he fell in love and he's getting married. Despite his foolishness, I was happy for him until I found out that his fiance is 22 years old. She has 4 kids and they communicate through an app since she speaks no English and he speaks no Spanish. The worst part is that she was a prostitute and that's how they met. Then he confessed, I love it. Then he confessed that he spent his entire 401k on her and her friend at a strip club. Yes. He plans to marry this woman, leave her 4 kids in Mexico, and move home to live with my grandma for a year. I called my grandma and told her everything. The wedding was scheduled for last week, but had to be postponed because he found out that his name is misspelled on his birth certificate. I praised God for intervening. My dad thinks they are in love, but I'm afraid that once this girl gets what she wants, she'll leave my dad. I love my dad too much to watch him be this stupid. What can I do to stop this? Please help me. I don't think there's anything... Thank you, nephew. Thank you so much for adding some color to this craziness.
Yeah.
All right. I really don't think there's anything you can do because your dad is certainly old enough to know better. He's just not doing better. He knows, even though you did say he was emotionally fragile. The sad part is there's nothing you can do. He's a grown man. I know he's your dad and you love him and you want to help, but he's making his own choices right now, albeit very bad, bad choices. But he's not listening to you. He's not listening to anyone. And I doubt very seriously if he's going to be able to move in with grandma, with this woman who used to be a hooker and all of that. He's just not making smart decisions right now. His life is in a downward spiral, although he doesn't know it yet. The best you can do right now is just to keep praying and hoping that God continues to intervene when he has something to do, you think, with the misspelling of his name on the birth certificate. But this is really crazy. I mean, your dad's throwing his whole life away on this woman, and he already threw his retirement away. So you got to keep him in prayer because he's a grown man. You have to keep him in prayer. Jay, what you got?
I like the math on this. The math is, how old is he?
He's 56.
And the lady is how old?
She's 22.
56 goes into 22 how many times?
Twice.
As many times as it can. That's what I'm talking about.
I was like,
right,
I don't
there.
Know.
Right
it can't
there.
Go into 22.
56 goes into 22 as many times as Papa can do it. Papa don't. Yes, Papa do. You know what I'm talking about? You get one time to enjoy yourself. What man I know that definitely don't want a woman that wants a woman that can't speak English? Every man wants a woman.
She used to be a prostitute.
I don't care what she used to be. Every man speaks no English at all. So she can't talk back because I don't know what you're talking about.
This is crazy.
Yeah, make sure Papa has a prenup. Make sure his will is all tightened up and everything. Let Papa enjoy himself, please.
He has nothing. He has
this
nothing
is
left.
His life. This is Papa's life. Go ahead. I'm with Papa on this one. Go ahead,
no.
Papa. Enjoy yourself, man.
No.
What say you, Junior?
Idiotic decision. Come on, guys. Junior, want to go next?
My
Tommy.
Friends, drop a low rider.
Oh, that's his jam now.
All right,
I think y'all missing the boat on this.
Mm-hmm.
You always say
I think there's something here that you all are not realizing is right there in front of your face. Come on now, let's look at this. This goes to show you, you don't have to speak the same language to find love.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
What's love got to do with this letter right
this
here?
This is love. And let me tell you, I don't condone prostitution, okay? Mm.
No,
but at least
you.
The girl is working, okay? Okay, I do not condone prostitution. But if she's trying to pull her weight, Shirley. She's trying to bring some money in.
And
okay.
Bring some money to the house. Chase.
Yes. You bring some money. See, I bring some money. Yes. See.
Poppy.
Yes.
Bring some money. Yes.
See,
Poppy.
Yes.
Poppy. Okay, there come a time when, you know, a strip club is necessary. And I understand the man blew his whole 401k. But
yeah, that's retirement.
But Shirley, isn't he allowed to do that?
No. As 56, what is he going to do now?
You say C.
Say
it. See, you don't speak no English over here. Say C.
I'm a black woman. You know we have
See, that's your problem
always
right there.
Something to
see,
say.
You're talking back.
All I want to see is mucho gracias. Say it. Mucho gracias.
Shirley, say mucho gracias.
Shirley, say mucho gracias.
Mucho gracias.
Thank
you.
El Negro.
No English around here. I love the fact that they don't speak the same language, but they speak the same body language.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's about to get married. It's body language. It's love. This is love.
This
is real
too.
Woo.
But
this has to be the dumbest answer ever. From you.
Sure. There would be days he would just look in her eyes. No me importa estar aquí, taquito. Aquí todo lo que quieres. I don't care if they start to avoid me. I don't care what they do.
Like what you
I
say?
Don't care about anything else but being with you. Feliz Navidad.
That's all you know. That's Merry
Feliz
Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
That's Merry Christmas.
Yes.
All that. You got to say all that in one time.
You got to say it all. That.
And all
hey, listen.
My friend, drop a low rider.
Chase.
Oh, man. I feel like my chin is full story.
All right, listen. We have part two of this. We want to hear from Junior as well, and we'll wrap up the letter when we come back. Oh my God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with part two of today's Strawberry Letter.
Chase, go right ahead.
Don't forget, if you have relationship issues, we do want to hear from you. We want to give you our advice. You can ask us. Just submit your letters to steveharvey.com. Steveharvey.com, okay? Now, this letter, the subject is My Dad is Wilding Out in Mexico, written by a 25-year-old woman about her... About her 56-year-old dad, who's in love with a 22-year-old former prostitute with four kids that he wants to marry and bring back to
the state. That is not the issue.
To live with his mother for a year. This is a complicated, crazy story. He's in love. He's been down there wilding out, having these sex capades with these women. And he spent his 401k this dad did. All of this, the daughter is worried about him. She says he's emotionally fragile. He's only 56 years old, too. The dad thinks that he's in love with this 22-year-old woman. But the daughter says once she's afraid that once the woman gets what she wants, she'll leave her dad. And she loves her dad too much, and she hates to watch him be this stupid. So what can she do to stop this is her question in the strawberry letter. Yeah.
Oh, puppy.
So what are you saying, Junior?
Leave your daddy alone. In fact, I'm motivated to go to Mexico. I just booked my flight this weekend. I got to go down here and see what's happening. This is perfect.
He speaks no Spanish. She speaks no English.
And yet they're getting it on.
Yeah, they communicate through apps.
Yeah.
Do you know how many men who have women who speak English and ain't getting a damn thing?
Understand when I ask for something and still don't get it.
Senior Junior.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Come
on. Senior Junior, papi.
Pinata.
Yes. Pinata.
What?
Yeah. That don't go with
si, si solos cunando tenemos algo que decir.
Yeah, burritos and tacos on me.
Oh my God.
That's him though.
Yeah.
Caminete no he puentes, se has puentes aleanda.
Bull riding is good too. Yeah.
He doesn't understand anything. How do they papi. Communicate?
Ya la no la quiero. El centro perro de la vez la quiero.
Slap my behind too. I'm doing myself.
Yes. Maybe uno, dos, tres, or cuatro.
No, I ain't got no felonies or nothing.
This relationship is doomed.
This relationship is working.
This is perfectly fine. But she keep taking off clothes and she don't.
Señora Junior. Mi asunto aquí en el capaz de amar con, how you say, esa entendida?
Yeah, I rubbed the queso on myself. That cheese, eh? Is that cheese?
Past the mark in Trinidad.
What? But Shirley, but wait, she said, how do you say? So she had an English moment.
Yeah.
Junior says, no hay libro.
That's a book.
No hay libro te malo que no tenga algo bueno.
Oh, well, get your three friends and come on in.
That's not what he said, I'm
that's
sure.
Exactly what he said.
I'm sure what that's what said. Exactly what she said.
Oh, we need a translator.
We have one.
We don't need one.
We got one right here.
So yeah, los sabrisos son air y van al aire, or maybe quesadilla.
Okay,
quesadilla.
Cool, that's fine.
Quesadilla.
Yeah, no, what she said was, can I go down to the bank and get my 401k and spend it all on her? Yes, I can do that.
He did that already.
Yeah, I can do all that.
Ooh, papi.
Yeah, ching.
Yes. Stupid.
But we don't understand.
Oh my God.
So, vamos?
Vamos, we go.
Yeah,
vamos?
That means, yeah, we're out. Yeah. Yeah. All right, listen, Instagram me your thoughts at my girl Shirley, okay? Yeah. On this today's letter, my dad is wilding out in Mexico.
Nothing wrong with your dad.
Nothing wrong with him.
That's crazy.
Like maybe margarita?
All right. Switching gears now, continuing a time honored White House tradition. President Donald Trump will pardon the National Thanksgiving turkey in a Rose Garden ceremony today.
He's going to pardon himself?
The White House says the event will feature two turkeys raised in Minnesota. And after the ceremony, they will live out their lives at Virginia Tech University. This year marks the 70th anniversary of the lighthearted event. Trump is set to spend the Thanksgiving holiday at his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach. Anyone surprised?
He playing golf again,
okay.
Ain't he?
And hey, guys, I do have a Thanksgiving kind of fun fact here. Wisconsin, check this out, guys. Wisconsin.
I just left
it. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, did you know they produced 450 million pounds of these last year? What are they? Just take a wild guess.
Okay, turkeys?
Turkeys.
Cranberries. Cranberries.
Oh, cranberries.
How is turkeys close to cranberries?
Well, cranberry turkey.
Thanksgiving.
You eat cranberry sauce with turkey.
Because the cranberry sauce always sitting next to the turkey and it just sit there. Sometimes you don't even touch it, man.
Oh, I love cranberry sauce.
Mine got to be ocean spray, though. I hope I'm not out of line.
But I tell you what's good, though, y'all. Have you ever had a turkey sandwich with sliced cranberry on top of it?
Yeah,
that's really good.
Not the very next day.
No, absolutely. I've actually had Thanksgiving on a piece of bread.
Yeah.
Boy, black people, something else. Friday ain't right.
Yeah. No, Friday, man.
Everybody does that, turkey. Tommy.
Right.
But can I say this?
What?
Come Saturday. Mm-hmm. That turkey done had it, okay?
Huh.
Put that carcass in the trash. Yeah. It's
gone
now.
You're right, Tommy. That's when somebody got to go in and go, it's over with, y'all.
It depends on how big the turkey is. It's still
but you
got
to have a family member to go, it's gone. It's all gone.
That's not what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's all gone.
See, they're going to take that turkey and they finna boil it.
They're going to boil all that meat up.
They're going to have turkey stew.
There's still some meat on there. We gonna eat
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah, they
We're
eat
eating it.
It.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next at 41 after the hour, guys. we're gonna do a segment called "How Do You Tell Someone That
......
Okay. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve is off today, guys, but shout out to Steve and his lovely wife, Marjorie, for their generous hearts. It is time for the annual Harvey Turkey Giveaway, and the giving continues today all over the country. We'll be everywhere covering it like a blanket, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Shirley. New York kicking things off. BLS 107.5. That's our home station in the Big Apple.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, we headed down to Mid-Atlantic, going to D.C. Washington, D.C. Right.
W-H-U-R.
That's right. V103, we're headed to Chicago. WDAS in Philly. That Illy in Philly. We'll be handing turkeys out there in Philly. 95.7 WVKL in Norfolk. We will be in Virginia. Also headed to Dallas. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Whatever. Stop the hate, Jay.
Yeah, congratulations.
Your mic is going off soon.
I know, huh?
Also, we're headed to Tampa, 95.7 The Beat in Tampa, Florida. Tommy will be in Detroit with our
I'm
home station.
I'm here right now,
Mix.
Baby.
Yes, Mix 92.3 in Detroit. Yours truly. I will be in Houston with our home station, our newest family member, 104.5 Kiss FM in H-Town, handing out turkeys. Whammo in Pittsburgh at Black and Gold, representing, and B101.9 in Charlotte. These stations, we have all teamed up with Steve and Marjorie Harvey with local shelters, charities, churches, community organizations to help those families in need. So happy Thanksgiving, and the giving continues all day long.
Carl and Shirley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I got to tell y'all this, because he came to see me. Well, he actually opened up the show. I was in Maryville, Indiana last week. Guess who opened the show?
Oh.
Bang, bang, bang.
Ramonski Love.
Ramonski Love. Representing V103. He did. He came out, right. Did his doggone thing. Mm-hmm. We took pictures, hung out together. I did not know 37 years in the radio business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Legend in the shop.
Love
radio legend, boy. Yeah.
He started on our morning show, the show that I did with the late, great Doug Banks. That's where Ramonski started.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. In Chicago.
In Chicago,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Love him, love him. Big up to you, Skate.
The home
bang,
of Herb
bang, bang.
Yep, the late, great Herb Kent.
Late, great Herb Kent.
Yeah. All right, Jay, so let's get to the segment you wrote called How Do You Tell Someone That...
Well, from time to time, you have things that happen, Shirley, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And there's a certain way, how do you tell somebody certain things? For instance,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you knock on someone else's door?
Mm-hmm.
Look them right in the face.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And say, man, I tell you this, but I ran over. How do you say that?
Oh.
How do you
Jay, you can't.
CJ, I've been there before.
Yeah. How do you do it, man?
Well, you know, how do you look a man in his face and just tell him, your wife is cheating on me and you? How do you do it? You know what I'm saying? I mean, how do you do it,
Jay? How do you bring that up? How do you say these things?
I got one. I need you help with.
Come on, Carla.
How do you tell your best girlfriend those finger waves are not working for you?
They're not working for anybody. Do you see anybody with them on? Yeah.
Right. Well, they're not back. No, they are back.
But not for her.
Some
not
of them are rocking them. But boo-boo, you.
Yes.
But Carla, I'm cool with the finger wave. It's when it turn into thumb wave. When they too thick like that.
When they spread apart. Yeah, when they're so far apart.
How do you say that? Yeah. Does they come out, Carla, they go, huh? Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this, too. I don't know how to say this, though. Mm-hmm. But I just want to tell one of my partners, I don't know how to say it, but I need to tell them that, hey, man, grown people don't wear parts in their hair.
You gotta tell them.
Parts are done. Parts are over, huh?
Yeah, no. Parts are not coming back.
No. Why is the barber going that far down your head? On the side. Why? What is he back there for?
But Junior, my boy Carl Payne wearing one right now.
He still wears
it. Yeah. That's who I was talking about.
Carl got a pump in the Senate, y'all.
I was saying, oh my God. I want to tell him. He my friend.
No, here we go. We're going to tell him right now.
Carl, let that grow in.
Leave my boy alone. Don't do it, man.
Is he in the play, Tommy?
Is he in the play?
No. Carl's in another place. Carl's in two can play that game.
Oh, yeah.
Cut that in with some eyebrow stuff, anything. Just color that in.
Brow filler?
Something.
I got to send y'all this. Here it is right here. Here, I'm finna send to y'all.
You're talking about Cole from Market.
Yes, I'm talking about Cole from Market. Yeah, you got one, Shirley.
Okay, how do you tell someone, okay, I have a girlfriend, right? Heavily endowed, I must say. Beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Bra's just always a little too small.
She's overhanging, you know. It's kind of puffy at the top, right?
And then on the sides, you know.
Yes.
I mean, she got side
boob. Yeah, side boob. Yeah. How do you tell someone?
Yeah, how do you say that?
I don't know what we're going to say to Jake.
Yeah. Is that a poom tee?
Somebody's gonna tell him. I'm sorry.
I got one for y'all. Your girl Shirley over here. She don't have no problems though telling you. Let me tell you what she did to me.
Oh no, Carla.
Let me tell you what she did to me. We shopping. This is right after I had my baby. So 9 years ago, right after I had Tasha, we went shopping in the mall. I tried on this dress. I said, "What you think, Shirley?" She said, "Oh, you'll be all right, girl. You just get you some Spanx. You be all right." I said, "Help her. I got Spanx on right now."
Why did you tell them?
Get another pair.
What'd she say,
Jay? You don't need Spanx, Carla. You need whippings.
He always finds an opportunity
to tell that one. I know. I'm sorry about that.
I keep a Spanx.
I got Spanx on.
I keep a Spanx.
I got them on.
That's my girl.
All right, listen. Coming up at the top of the hour, Thanksgiving is a day to make family announcements. We'll be back. Let you know what they are right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Thanksgiving is one time of the year you have the whole family usually in one place, right? Thanksgiving is the one time of year you can make a big announcement to everyone at once. Enough relatives are there that presumably your family won't make a scene. You clear your throat and say, "Excuse me, I have some news." Guys, can you share anything that was announced at the Thanksgiving table?
Hell no.
No. On this radio? No.
No.
Anything?
No. Kids?
No. Hell to the no.
No one stood up and said they had news. No. They were getting married. No. They,
hi. I'm leaving him.
Yeah, they were getting divorced.
Whose family is that?
Come on, Junior. I know your family.
Come on, Junior. Absolutely.
Oh, they make announcements all the time, Junior.
It don't even be a formal announcement. It's just you just go hear it over everybody. Mm-hmm. They'll turn the volume down on the TV and say, Calvin went back in. Today? Today? He just went in an hour ago. Did the announcement we get?
How in the hell?
Let me tell you one. My parents. Yeah. I wish I would have met my parents because they were a unique group. Uh-huh. Once you meet my parents, once you have met my parents, you would have understood me more. All right. Ooh. My mother and father got divorced, and they did make the announcement at the Thanksgiving dinner. My mama said, I'm leaving Brown again. So we're like, yeah, okay. Because she would leave my daddy like every year. So this time she did leave. She did leave. She moved out. But every day they saw each other until they died. Every damn day, if my daddy didn't come see my mama, who wasn't living there, who wasn't living with her, or she came to his house, not only did she come to his house, she would take stuff out every day. There's my pot. I left my pot. I thought I left. This was now do you understand me?
Yeah, you make sense
petty.
Now. Yeah. You make sense now.
Now you petty.
She took that pot.
There's my rug. I knew I left that rug. I'm like, and he was like, Anley, just take the damn rug. Just go ahead and take it.
Bad enough. In my grandmother's neighborhood, there was a man that lived across the street from my grandmother. Uh-huh. And four houses down was his wife's house. And he would walk down there, have dinner, have breakfast, whatever, and come back to his house. They lived four doors down from each other. It was the craziest thing I ever seen.
They loved each
other. I have that in my neighborhood, too. I've seen this guy he's like the hand. But he would walk to this lady's house every morning to... Mm-hmm. To go, I don't know what he was doing over there. It couldn't be that much work.
But Jay, that's perfect for you. Yeah. That's perfect for you. If you don't want to live with your spouse, you could still be married and maybe not just live together.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Just move her down the street, Jay.
Yeah, and just go visit, maybe.
Yeah.
Jay's not marrying. He's not the marrying kind.
Jay?
What is wrong with
it? It never works for Jay.
Jay is not marrying. It doesn't work out for him.
You have to make it work out.
You know what?
It's you.
See,
it's
that's
the
key word right there when you hear people talk about marriage. Uh-huh. You'll say, well, how is marriage? It's work. Oh, man, it's a lot of work. Well, I already got a job.
You're going to miss out on some good holiday loving, man. You're going to miss out on that.
You know,
get that and not be married.
Tell him about it. Tell him.
So I heard Carla over there help him.
Carla said,
help him, Carla.
Well, what is it? Just tell me this, Jay, because I just want to understand. Is it just because you don't?
I'm going to take the Jeff Sessions approach. I don't recall any of that. I can't remember.
And Ronald Reagan before him.
Yeah.
You just don't like the commitment.
I can't remember. You know, I may have. I just can't remember.
I think you don't like the commitment.
I can't recall being from Alabama. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Okay, well, how about this? Could we talk to any of your ex-wives?
I don't recall any of them at this particular time.
You don't recall any of your ex?
I don't remember. I could have had an ex-wife.
See, I'd love to interview one of your exes just to see what she's saying.
Me too. Yes. So you're not friends with them after you break up?
Well, I wouldn't say friends, but they're not evil to me. It's more a relief that I'm gone, which is why they're nice to me. So the ones that I've been divorced with, they're happy that he's gone. So
I don't know what people mean when they say they're not the marrying kind. I mean, they could mean anything.
I'll tell you what it means. Okay. The people who are not married are not the marrying kind. What are you talking about? You don't know what that means.
But you can be. You have to learn from your mistakes.
Right.
That's the other thing. Why are married people so insisting of getting
it's too much, Jay.
It's too much. It's too, it really, you know what? Marriage really should expire in 7 years. And you just, you know, and you think about, do we want to do this again? It really should. I mean,
oh,
it just.
Oh, God, the worst person on earth to talk about marriage.
Like a driver's license, Tommy?
It should expire. Everything expires. Food expires. You know, your license expires. Everything expires.
Shoes go out of style, right?
Yes. Right. Things should have the right to expire. If you want to, you know, reinstate it, then you do that. But it should expire.
It does expire. And you know what that means?
That means somebody
expire,
got to lay it down.
Yeah, when you expire, till death. That's
well, I'm not going to lay it down. Have, it's going to have to be her. I'm not leaving.
Marriage should have a
here.
Do-by date. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's not good past this date. Yeah,
right, right.
An expiration date.
Yeah, wow.
Never
yes.
been
yes.
married. So I don't yeah.
Wow,
Junior's mighty quiet.
Bitter man and bitter nephew.
I ain't never been married. I don't understand this pain.
what's the holdup about that, yeah. Junior?
Hold up for what?
Getting married.
Didn't Kat say we going to commercial?
No.
No, I just heard Kat said, Daddy.
Dude, you better have all the fun you want. Don't be rushing this.
Well, I mean, he's making money now. Usually guys wait, you know, till they get financially ready.
No, when you make some money, you better have some fun. Because guess what? Once you get married, all that money is not, you're not able to have fun with it now.
We'll be back right after this.
Why you don't see this?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen. We were just talking about marriage. I didn't mean to make anybody upset or get anybody mad.
I wasn't talking.
Yeah,
marriage needed an expiration date.
It's a good thing. Sure, yeah, and I married. We're yeah, happily married women.
Hey, let me say this too. It's Thanksgiving. It's holiday season. Let me just say this. Listen, and I mean no harm. All side pieces. Listen. When they come over there on Friday, they don't want your turkey. They didn't have turkey, okay?
Wow,
have something different
so
to eat.
Wow.
What?
That's so mean. That's so mean.
Listen. They're not coming over there to have Thanksgiving dinner with you. They tired of turkey and dressing.
That makes sense, Tommy.
They're not looking for that. It would be nice. Have some barbecue. Have something different. They're going to be tired of the turkey. Something different. Yeah. But don't be like, baby, we're going to... Baby, we're going to sit down. I got the whole thing later. I just did this yesterday. I'm not trying to do this again.
How the hell I'm going to go home with a plate of food? What's that look like? You know how
where
this
you
goes.
That from?
Yeah, where I get. Now I got to explain where I get
tired
turkey
of
from.
All these questions.
Yeah. Now you want to taste my broccoli casserole that came from over there. I can't take that home.
She can't be tasting your cookies. She going to recognize.
Tip to all players and playette. Take the plate. Drive down the highway and throw it out the damn window, okay? Because you can't take that home. You can't take that home.
You can't do that.
Because she's going to recognize it, did I hear you say, Junior?
Yeah, like you go back to your side piece house. Oh. How was the casserole? You know, Tamika liked the yams. You
can't over there. Junior, you get it home and you didn't put this peach cobbler in the fridge. Hey, where you get that peach cobbler from? That was good. You ate that peach cobbler? Yeah, that was good.
Mm. Yeah, because the most scariest words to any man is who's cheating is, this ain't my plate.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, she bited to the plate you brought from her house today. I tell you what, I know this for sure. That ain't your mama green.
Players and players, be careful out there over the holidays.
Yeah. This is a rough time of the year right now.
Yeah, we
careful.
Lose a lot of them. We lose people around this time of the
year. Yes.
Yeah.
And don't just throw it out the window. Find a dog somewhere that's hungry. Don't.
Hit another thing too, Jay. Fellas, don't be too happy. Just be even keel.
Keep it even keel. Yeah.
Keep
what
it even
mean?
Keel.
What do you mean, Junior?
Don't be too high. Like, if you go see her, come home, bring it back down.
Bring it back down.
Yeah,
back
you
down.
Can't walk in the house.
That jolly. That jolly. Don't come in with that jolly.
Yeah. Don't go in there with that singing.
Put a cut on your jolly.
Yeah.
Oh, so your mood and your
Yeah. You got to come in like you just got off work. You know, that tired feeling.
Like you just left.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say to get out of the house?
I gotta take Earl over to his mama's house.
Yeah, let me run over here by Wayne. Them, I told her I'd come over there.
Oh, Okay, no problem. I'll ride with you. I'm not doing anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the kitchen's all cleaned up. Everybody's gone.
You don't want to be out there, all these fellas.
No, wait.
We have a man talk.
Filthy. Yeah.
Man talk. This is not the 1950s.
Yeah, man talk.
No, I can't have my woman around that filthy talk.
Not my baby. Not my baby.
I thought we were going to the movies.
Yeah, later on.
Well, when we get back.
Carla, this is very important, very important. You might have to see holiday movies twice, okay? Players, listen to me. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, quit all that. Watch this right here. How the hell you know?
You're going to get in trouble.
Wow, you guys.
Watch this right here.
All right.
That's a good one, that Junior. That's a good one, that boy.
Coming up next, we're going to tell you about the Harvey Turkey Giveaway, okay?
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve is off today, but a shout out going out to Steve and Marjorie, his wife, for their generous efforts. Just loving hearts, just, you know, great spirits. Yesterday, we kicked off the annual Harvey Turkey Giveaway, and the giving continues today all over the country. Carla, what you got now?
We are giving away turkeys. It's the Harvey Annual Turkey Giveaway, as you just mentioned, and we will be in New York kicking things off, 107.5 WBLS. Woo-hoo. That's our home station in New York. Mm-hmm. We're going to swing it on over to D.C., WHUR, D.C., B103 in Chicago, WDAS in Philly, 95.7 VKL in Norfolk, Virginia. We are all over the country. We're going down south. Nephew, Dallas, Texas, KRNB. Also, Dallas. The Beat in Tampa, 95.7 The Beat. And Mix 92.3 in Detroit. Tommy, you will be there today in Detroit.
Yes, passing yes.
Passing out turkeys. And I will be in Houston, Texas with 104.5 KISS FM, our newest family member. Also, the giveaway continues in Pittsburgh, WAMA 100, and in Charlotte, V101.9. This is fantastic.
Hey,
absolutely.
Let me say this.
Congratulations
say this,
again to Steve and Marjorie, and thank you so very much for your generous. Yes.
But let me say this. Listen, if I'm passing the turkey out to you in Detroit, I don't have time to take a picture and hold this cold turkey. You're going to have to take the turkey and keep it moving. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You're
going to
take the picture
you're
gonna hold the turkey.
Yeah.
That's what you're
going
to
do.
I got to
give me some gloves today.
Junior, what you
want to
say, man?
Yeah, I was going to say, I know one turkey giveaway is about to happen.
What?
And I'm pretty sure Uncle Steve is going to do it.
What's that?
But he's about to give away Jay and Tommy.
What do you mean?
These two jive turkeys.
Wow.
I didn't see that one coming,
We're in
man.
The 70s all of a sudden.
Yeah. These two jive turkeys.
How'd that happen?
Remember Jive Turkey?
Yes.
Jive Time Turkey.
George Jefferson, wow.
But you know what? Nobody ever picked up on that name and marketed that. You know, like this Butterball, but I think Jive Turkey was
good.
Right on, brother. Right on.
Right on, man.
Right on with the right.
Jive Turkey on the backside, baby.
We've stretched it out for as long as we could. Tell us about this holiday loving. Let's go.
Holiday loving is this, Shirley. Yeah. And this is what I tell my wife. Listen, however many times you get a plate, that's how much holiday loving I want. I want loving every time you get a new plate. Holiday loving. Junior, you against that? Is anybody against
that? I'm for that.
No.
The holiday loving rule. And y'all can add to the rule, Junior.
I can definitely add to it.
Got a clicker in my hand.
I definitely want to add to the older players out there. Listen to me. The holidays are coming up.
Yes.
Get your medication early, okay? I'm talking about your fun meds. Get your fun meds.
Get that now.
Early. Get that now so you're not backed up. Get your fun meds, right? Go early in the morning when it ain't crowded.
When it ain't crowded.
Hey, Jay, don't you hate it when... Mr. Brown, your Viagra's ready?
Mr. Brown, your Viagra's
ready. Hey, man, hey.
All right, on that note, guys, we're going to reel it in because we have to introduce Miss Ann right here.
We was just reeling it out.
We'll be back to wrap up the show at 49 after the hour with just one more thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go with the last break of the day with just one more thing. Carla, you're on next. with your cooking tips, your errors and oversights to avoid a stress-free Thanksgiving. I like it.
Yeah, Shirley. Okay,
Carla ain't cooking. I'm cooking Carla turkey. I don't know what Carla cooking. What else is she cooking?
I cooking the sides. I got to cook the sides.
Her husband coming by the house to pick up the turkey. What are we talking about? What is Carla cooking?
That's funny.
Yeah, listen to this, though.
It's stress-free cooking, too.
Hosting. It's not just cooking, though, guys. It's hosting can be stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it can.
So much happening in the kitchen. So, you know, it's easy to make mistakes. But so I got some common Thanksgiving cooking errors and oversights to avoid so your turkey day is stress-free. Not planning ahead. Number one thing. You gotta plan ahead to make it work. So you gotta double, triple check your shopping list. Yep. Plan it all out. Your prep times. Junior, we talked about this the other day.
Right.
Consider your prep times, cook times. You know, adjust things, making sure Shirley oven space is available. I don't know why I'm talking to you.
Why you say that?
These are the things that you have to do.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Right.
In other words, Shirley, take those books out the oven, all right?
Right.
Or them shoes.
All right, forgetting the appetizers. Forgetting the appetizers. Because, you know, we get so wrapped up in the cooking. The sides and cooking all this
make
stuff,
list,
and we forget that folks
list.
Come over, they hungry.
So yeah, we why, you want something while they waiting then, just a little
yeah,
something
some
while
snacks,
they
little appetizers.
Snacks, right.
Does that sound
right.
good? That sounds
right,
good?
Right. That sounds good. Right. I like that.
Okay, all right, all right. Serving all the hot dishes. This goes back to planning. You can only heat up so many things at
it's
one
it's only
time.
So much oven you got now.
Yeah. Right, right. There's only so much oven space that you have. So you got to serve something like the salads and, you know, get all that together. Then let's see. All right, Tommy, you don't have this problem overcooking the turkey. Because Tommy is a beast at frying the turkey. We get a fried turkey from Tommy every year. So, Tommy, break it down. Give him some pointers on frying turkey. Come on.
All right, so here we go. So first of all, if you've never fried a turkey before, the most important thing is thawing your turkey completely out. That is the most important thing.
Well, you're going to fry it. But
Shirley, here's the deal.
Want it thawed when Shirley, you fry
listen.
It? Okay.
No, it ain't going to thaw out when you fry. Girl, you burn your whole house down. What you talking about?
Shirley, just
sit
over here.
Just stop. I'm just asking.
Shirley, when people talk about food, it's not the time for you to chime in.
No, when they talk about cooking, not food, just cooking.
Whatever, I hate all of
you. So anyway, I season this turkey up real good. You have a syringe, you shoot it up, I shoot it up. My mother created this seasoning that she put together, so I have never forgotten it. She taught it to me. Shoot the turkey up completely. Let the turkey sit in the fridge.
So you inject it.
Let people know what shoot up means.
But anyway, shoot the turkey up and put him in the fridge. I don't fry my turkey till Thursday morning, all right? So I try to shoot him up on Tuesday and let him sit in the fridge till Thursday, drop him in, like right before, an hour before dinner, I drop the turkeys. So I got three deep fryer, of course, from our friends at Master Built.
Yes.
How long does it take to fry a turkey, Connor?
A turkey is 50 minutes. It's 3 minutes per pound. 3 minutes per pound.
That's right.
So if you buy a turkey that's
1 pound,
you know,
you just cook it for 3 minutes.
Ain't nobody got no 1 pound turkey. I told you be quiet when people talking about food.
Shirley, what is wrong with this turkey?
That is not a 1 pound turkey.
This turkey been on drugs. There's
yes,
no way around
wrong
it.
With a 1 pound turkey.
Okay, okay, no, all right, okay.
It's talking.
Now, you realize you talking, Shirley.
Okay, that didn't make sense.
And of course,
I did the
if you
math
don't know,
in my head. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Of course, if you don't turkey. Know, you are frying it in peanut oil. That is a must.
Okay, see, that's key. Mm-hmm. That's key, all right. Tommy. Tell
you
don't,
you now, don't, do you, you don't... tell people, Tommy, to make sure they're outside when they fry?
Yeah. Well, you know, Masterbuilt has a Butterball indoor,
indoor
cooker, too.
Yep.
So
you
I have both of them. Woo-hoo. I have both of them. I have it where I got three fryers going. You can just drop them all in. When I pull, in 50 minutes, when I pull them up, I got three turkeys, and they're ready. And but you want to time it right, like Carla's saying. All them sides need to be ready.
Yeah.
So you pull that turkey out, it's time.
Because more
it.
People burn their houses down trying
yes.
to fry a turkey
yes.
during the holidays.
Yes.
It's not really for a rookie. It's not for a rookie.
Don't do it.
Amateurs. No. You got to know what you're doing. But just like Tommy says, thanks to Masterbuilt, we have indoor fryers now, so you can fry your turkey indoors and be safe.
Mm-hmm. So I went home yesterday.
Shot up a bunch of turkeys, because, you know, I'm in Detroit now. Shot up a bunch of turkeys and made sure my family got what they need. You know, my son will drop them in, and hopefully the boy won't burn my doggone house down.
Anyway, how many turkeys are you cooking for other people, Tommy?
For other people outside of me, I shot up 5 extra ones. And, of course, Carla's in that 5, Jay.
So do you charge?
He has 4.
Yeah, do you charge your friends for cooking turkey?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I don't.
That's nice.
He don't charge me. I wish he would.
I know that's right.
I love that voice of Carla.
You hear that? You hear that?
Damn turkey.
I wish he would charge me.
That's like when he takes us out to dinner. We're not paying.
Why are we digging it up?
Yeah.
See, now y'all going to change that attitude, though. I'm going to start making y'all pick up something.
I'm going to pay, but you're going to lose the attitude.
You can try.
I don't think it's going to work. Not with them two.
You're paying and they ain't losing the attitude.
It ain't going to work, Junior.
Oh, and I got one more tip, guys, for the hostess.
What's that?
Not accepting help. Hosting is far from easy. It is hard work. So accept offers for people who want to help you wash the dishes, set the table,
clean the
table. You ain't got to be superwoman, because I was trying to be superwoman last year. Yeah. Thanksgiving was at my house, and
you need to come watch me.
And
do this hosting.
And before we go, Carla, wash your damn hands while you cooking.
Yes.
We got to go.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We love you. We're thankful for you. Thank you.
Love y'all.
Side piece, no turkey on Friday.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.